Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff? What kind of gift
We're going to have to call the church today, y'all. Today's title is... How much in the account, Pastor?
Yeah. Who don't want to know that? Yeah.
How much is in the account,
Pastor? I'm with you, Tommy, all the way.
Church people alone.
And it shouldn't be no back and forth. Answer me, and then we can move on. All this back and forth, damn it. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Pastor Hayes.
This is he.
Pastor Hayes, how you doing? This is Brother Lonnie Thompson. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How can I help you today?
Pastor, I'm actually one of your members at the church, and I want to just commend you that you're doing a good job the way you are displaying safety. Let me say that first and foremost.
Okay, cool. Thank you. You know, we just want everybody to be safe and healthy. And your name again?
Brother Lonnie Thompson.
Okay, and Brother Thompson, I'm kind of about to be in the middle of dinner. How can I help you, brother?
Well, here's what I wanted to ask you, man. Pastor, I want to ask you this. I know you know a lot of people are going through different things, and people are, you know, trying to make sure they keep food and stuff in the house because, you know, time like this, you know, you kind of want to stay put, but you want to make sure you got enough food and water and things like that. So, but what I wanted, my reason for calling you is I wanted to ask you how much money do we have in the account?
Come again?
The church account. How much money do we have in there?
Brother, what do you say your name was again, brother?
My name is Brother Lonnie Thompson.
Okay, Brother Thompson, how did you get my personal cell phone number to be calling me at home this time of day?
Well, I got this number from one of the brothers at the church.
What brother at the church? They know not to give my personal number out to people I don't know. Are you a
member, but I'm a member though. I'm a member.
Okay. Well, how long you been a member? Because I've been pastor this church for 10 years, and your name ain't familiar to me. How long you been a member at my church?
I've been a member probably going on 3 years now, but I ain't been since since that day I joined. I kind of got caught out there. You know how it go.
Wait. So you've been a member of my church 2 or 3 years. You ain't been to the church in 2 to 3 years. Are you calling me to ask me about finances of my church? I don't understand what you're looking for.
Well, I am a member, so I mean, I have the right to know what we got in the account?
No, actually, you don't. You don't have the right to that question if you don't actively come to the church. You can't come to the church, sign up for church, and then call me 3 years later asking me what we got going on at the church. So I need to understand, what is your purpose? What are you trying to get out of this?
Everybody going through hard times. I'm trying to see what we got in there because, you know, I need to pick up a few things from the store. I don't have the money right now, but shouldn't I be able to lean on my church, though?
You can lean on us. We've done a lot of stuff in the community. We've been feeding the elderly. We got a food bank. We've been cash-apping people some money that when we can. But you ain't been at this church in 3 years. You can't call me after 3 years and think I'm about to give you some money for something. I don't even know if you're a real member.
I'm a real member. So hold on, Pastor.
No, you hold on. Boy, look here. I'm trying to sit down and have dinner with my family. You sitting here on my last nerve. Look here, Brother Thompson. I don't know you. I ain't never heard of you. You am not about to call here and try to get some money out of me. And you ain't even a member of the church. You can't.
I am a member of the church.
Because you come to the church one time and you ain't been back in 3 years, and you come to me for some money.
I am a member.
Gave your mama. You are not a member of this church, sir.
I am a member of the church. Look, let me tell you something.
Mr. Thompson,
I know this ain't no.
No, Mr. Thompson, let me tell you where. You can't join my church 2 or 3 years ago and call me 3 years later, get my number from somebody and ask me for money because you're going through hard times. Now, if you was a true member of the church, you'll understand how we work and how we give money to people that's struggling. I just delivered 40 meals today to our elderly, huh? Last week we cashed out people money to go pick up groceries. Apparently,
well, do you need my cash app then? Do you need my cash?
Boy, you gonna make me cuss. You ain't even tithing. So how you not tithing and think you?
I told you I have fell on bad times. Didn't I say I fell on bad times?
You fell on bad times for 3 years.
Hey, you know, it takes longer for some people, okay? Why are you judging me in opposed to trying to figure out how to cash app me
because
so I can get on?
You're not a member of my church. I don't know if you some scam artist trying to get money from the church, sir. I have never met you. I don't know you. Matter of fact, I'm about to call up the deacons to see who you are and why they would give my number to some boy to call me and ask me for some money.
Hey, let me say this to you. If you don't cash app me, then I'm finna let all the members that I know our church ain't no mega church. You know, we got 300-400 members. I already know. So, but I would let every member know that you're not cash apping me to help me in a time of need. I will do that.
Hey, Brother Thompson, you can let them know. You can Facebook it, Instagram it. You can put it on that TikTok and tag me in it. I ain't giving you a dime. I don't know you. I ain't never heard of you. Matter of fact, you need to get off my phone. I got dinner with my wife about to go on, man, and I ain't got time to be going back and forth with you. I need to know who gave you my number so I can call them up and tell them don't be giving my number out to some stranger who ain't been to our church in 2 to 3 years and gonna ask me for some money, some cash out. Well, if you don't get off this phone, who gave you my number?
Okay, so let me ask you something. So you know Deacon Marvin Dillard?
I know Deacon Marvin. Yeah, what about him?
Do you know he listens to the radio every morning?
Yeah.
He's listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Pastor Hayes, you just got pranked by your boy, Deacon Marvin.
Boy, see, and that's why Deacon Marvin about to get kicked off the board. Boy, you got me out here in my yard yelling. My neighbors looking at me like I'm crazy. They know I'm a pastor on the block. Boy, you almost made me cuss. You can't be doing that during this time, man.
Pastor, you all right, man?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. Baby, everything good. My wife done came out here, boy. And you don't want her to set it off.
You don't want the first lady to go off. Okay.
Man. But no, we take care of our church, man. We feed them, send the money, man, deliver meals, man, make sure everybody's good during this time.
That's good, man. Hey, man, before we get off, you got to let me know, 2020, baby, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, this is Steve Harvey Morning Show with that ignorant nephew Tommy.
That's what the pastor said.
Yeah, the pastor said. He wanted to say ignorant ass nephew Tommy.
Yeah,
but
he did.
He was a holy man, so he didn't say it. Yeah.
He almost went. He almost went.
Yeah, he almost
round
went.
That corner.
He said, you can put it on Instagram, TikTok.
I don't care what you do.
Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and tag me in it.
And tag me.
I just want to give you my cash app so you can send me a little something. That's all I want.
Now, this is a young pastor because he said tag me. Nobody really older knows tagging at all.
Yeah, he got all the language.
Yeah, he got all the lingo. Yeah, he went, and you can tag me on it, right?
Right now, I need a little money, Pastor. How much we got in our account?
Yeah.
Will a man rob God?
Yet ye have robbed me. Where? Yes. In tithe and in offering.
Yep.
Bring all ye tithe into the storehouse that we may have. Uh-oh. I ain't forget. All right, catch me on Friday nights. Matter of fact, this coming Friday, catch me on the tube, okay? Ready to Love. Now, if you in Birmingham, though, then you should be at the show on Friday. Two Friday, two Saturday, two Sunday, and if you come to town.
So record it. Record it and bring you some money. So record the show and then bring you some money. I ain't mad at you, Tommy.
All right, listen. Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.